with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Doing the show from isolation.
Sort of.
In the studio.
Yeah. It's been a huge week and we've had so much fun. We've tried to, yes, focus on the coronavirus, but also realise life's still going.
It does. Everything moves on. We did speak to Celia, the CEO, hard to say CEO, I try to say it too fast, CEO of Beyond Housing. Kind of, not a scary chat because we're not trying to put fear into people.
No.
But yeah.
Realisation.
Like, yeah, realisation that when people lose jobs, many could be at the risk of homelessness. And she makes us aware of that and the dangers moving forward.
Plus, a good friend of mine, she's also an incredible Australian musician, G Flip. She joined us on the show to talk about herself being in isolation, but also the effect it's having on the music industry.
Yeah, she's really in self-isolation, not us stuck in the studio.
No, she actually came back from Japan and has to be locked in a room.
Plus, we crossed to Tasmania. Our good friends Jimmy and Nath, they do the radio show down there because Tasmania's locked their borders. And so we speak about how that's affecting them and the people down there.
And today is actually World Happiness Day.
Yes.
So we thought, let's put aside the drama for a little bit and ask you guys, what's been a positive thing from your week, a highlight of your week. And do you know what? We got some great callers.
We did indeed. Stay tuned for that. And I'm going to leave you guys with this. This is something you need to listen out for. Two words, gum bubble. It makes no sense right now, but when you hear it, you're never going to look at Herbie the same or listen to her the same again. So enjoy the podcast, guys. We'll speak to you on the next one.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Yesterday, you and I went for a coffee at Lemon Tree in town here in Shepparton.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sitting there just having a bit of a chat about the show, catching up, having the good old times, you know, life. How good's life?
Couple of mates hanging out. Yep.
Yeah, just waiting for a mate. And then you started doing something with your tongue in your mouth. You started playing around.
I felt something.
You felt something in your mouth. And, and you go, have I got something in my gum? And I was like, it's probably an ulcer or something.
Yeah. I lifted my bottom lip down and there was like a bubble.
This is no word of a lie, Goulburn Valley. And what you normally think was an ulcer, this is the best way of describing it, is it's like a 3D ulcer.
Not even, because it was clear. It's not like, it was like, you know those pearl drinks?
Yes.
It was like a pearl on my lip.
But it was attached to a gum. Like it was her gum. Okay, her gum had formed a bubble. It was a gum bubble.
It was a gum bubble. And I don't know where it came from because you feel obviously everything that's in your mouth. You know when you've got an ulcer because things sting, or if you bite your mouth, you always seem to bite the same spot. So nothing was there. I just drank this coffee. Then all of a sudden, boom, I had a bubble.
Coffee bubble. It was actually her skin had formed a bubble in her gum at the bottom of the thing. And I did some Googling because we're both like, this is not normal.
I was like, this is weird. I couldn't really do anything with it.
I'm Googling like, ulcer bubbles, what is a gum bubble? All these morbid stuff is coming up. Yeah. I'm like, Herbie, you're dying.
You found a boil. People have boils in
their
mouth.
I was like, is this what... when I saw it, I was like, is this what coronavirus looks like?
and then I popped it.
Yeah. This is where it took a weird turn. We're sitting there, and sorry to any other customers that were sitting around us.
Or anyone listening, really, this morning.
But I almost pretty well heard this. How do you make that pop? Yeah, that's the sound. Do that again. I went to take a sip of my coffee, and I hear this. There it is. And I was like, what was that, Herbs? And she goes, I think the bubble's gone. She pulls back the lips from your bottom lip there, and you literally had no gum bubble anymore.
No bubble. And you've just examined my mouth during Selena Gomez. You put a flash on and everything to see what's going on. There's nothing there.
There's nothing there. There's a small red mark, but not like it hasn't left an ulcer, nothing.
But nothing stings. This is a mystery.
It is. Doctors would be shaking their head because they know, if you know what a gum bubble is, when you Google it, it's terrible.
Yeah, but my gum bubbles didn't look like the gum bubbles you were Googling. Mine was sort of cute and pretty.
Yeah, but the fact my automatic reaction if I had a gum bubble in my mouth would be like, this is not good, right? I should probably go see a doctor and not keep sipping my coffee. Yours is to use your teeth to pop the gum bubble and put the whatever the stuff in the inside of it was all over the poor table in front of us.
It wasn't like spraying out. Now, you and I, we're very, very close. We're great friends. Mm. If I needed, in this situation, some assistance, would you have helped me out and popped my bubble?
I can't. You know I do a lot for you.
But you wouldn't pop my bubble.
I can't. My stomach turns at the
smallest. You pop a lot of things.
I pop a lot of things. A lot of things. Your gum bubble, I just couldn't go near. My reaction when you did pop it was like turning, and that's from you doing it, and I didn't see it. I just heard it. Imagine if I actually did it.
Yeah. So you wouldn't pop my gum bubble?
No.
It'd be your first ever gum bubble. Some people would pay a lot of money for that.
You know, you should start selling gum bubbles online. You do a great job.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Let's cross to Tasmania, Herbs, because coronavirus, I'm not going to say it's taken another victim, but Tasmania has chosen overnight, it begins at midnight tonight, mm-hmm. to completely shut their borders. They're isolating the island of Tasmania. So we thought we'd get on a couple that we know really well. Not a couple. They're essentially...
they're essentially a couple.
They work for the Hit Network as well. They're the Josiah and Herbie of Hobart. Morning, boys.
Hang on. Who's Herbie? I want to be the good-looking one, so I'll be Herbie.
Who's got longer hair between the two of you?
Oh, that's not fair. Yeah, Jimmy's bald.
I'm balding. Yeah. So it's really nasty. Well, first you call us and you're like, our borders are shut, now you're attacking me for my balding head.
You're a friend. Quick, Jim, go to the mainland and I'll get a hair.
You boys are in pretty light spirits considering you're stuck in Tasmania now.
I mean, yeah, the thing is, Jay, you can't avoid it, so you've got to find a way to smile about it, I guess. There's no point just being down the whole time. I mean, yeah, it was tough yesterday when we found out the information. Jimmy and I had some pretty tough conversations between ourselves, with our bosses. Obviously, we've got friends and family on the mainland as well.
But and partners are back there and in Sydney. So, look, it's tough, Josiah, but it's nothing we did. It's not like we committed a crime and then we were thrown in jail. It's sort of... it's tough for everyone. I think everyone's going through it. So, you know, I mean, you guys would be the same as us. You're talking about this coronavirus thing, COVID-19, like every day. So you've got to try and stay positive. You've got to stay a little bit, you know, have a bit of fun.
It is easy to be positive where we are, I guess, because we can get around. You guys are sort of stuck.
Oh, no, we can go to Launceston.
Yeah, so we're stuck, essentially. No, it is. It's extremely tough. And a lot of things we've been doing on the show, guys, revolve, I'm sure it's the same with you, revolve around local businesses trying to find ways to, I guess, stay afloat in many of these scenarios. Like, we've got a lot of companies who are moving to online, a lot of companies who are just, food and restaurants that are just doing delivery. It's the ripple effect of this thing is insane, and I guess Peter Gutwin, our Premier, has decided to enforce these extremely strict border control scenarios. The border isn't officially closed. It's just obviously a 14-day quarantine required for anybody coming into the state.
How's that affecting you boys? Because you mentioned before your partners are both in Sydney, who I know they're both beautiful girls. Does that affect you at all?
Oh, absolutely it does, Jay. And this is probably one of the hardest things that we had to kind of talk about with our partners yesterday. Obviously, Jimmy's got different circumstances with Courtney being a flight attendant. But
so, yeah, I'm away from a Josiah, and she's also lost a job.
Yeah. Fear of the unknown as well. I know, Jay, me and my girlfriend Meg were on your show last year ahead of the climb for cystic fibrosis because, as you know, my partner's got cystic fibrosis, which obviously is a respiratory condition, which means that she is in lockdown. Her doctors have banned her from going anywhere. She's on medication at the moment, preventative medication, just in case.
Can't get in a flight even if she wanted to. Not allowed to fly.
She can't even get on a train, let alone a plane. So that makes it extremely hard.
How do you get to her, Nate? Are you allowed back to Sydney if you need to?
There is a way to get back to Sydney. I mean, as Jim was saying, a lot of the direct Hobart to Sydney flights have been cancelled, unfortunately. So there is a way to get back. I have to go via Melbourne and back in. But the problem, guys, isn't going there. It's actually coming back. Because coming back is a 14-day quarantine, impacts the show, which impacts a lot of people in the office.
And that's, you know, the Liberal Party has done, the Labor Party do want to shut the borders. They don't want anyone coming in or coming out. So even, you know, if we were to return back to Sydney to see our partners, there is a possibility. And we don't know, this is the thing, everything's unknown. At some stage it could be shut. Like, no one could come in.
Yeah.
Which is, it just blows my mind. It feels like I'm in a horror movie.
It honestly feels like a movie. We're waiting to wake up.
Definitely. You must feel super isolated during these times, boys. Everyone's got an individual story. Thanks for sharing yours and best of luck over the coming months.
Pleasure, boys and girls. Love you.
Sorry, Herbie. I'm so sorry. Pleasure, girl. I love you more than the last one. You're way better.
Don't worry, she gets it a lot.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I was excited yesterday when I went to your house. We were going to hang out. in the afternoon. We're cute like that.
We watched Married at First Sight together.
I thought, let's do something fun. So I went to the shops and bought you something, which I was very excited about. I know how much you love yourself and love to make yourself look beautiful. So I thought, yes, you're going to be all about this.
You didn't have to buy me another mirror.
And then...
plenty of those at home.
You live in a mirrored house. And then I gave you your gift and you basically threw it on the ground, stood on it and wanted to chuck it in the bin.
Because that wasn't a gift. Like this time yesterday, we were talking about my fear of spiders. You may as well have put a spider in a cage and said, here you go, Josiah. I'm just playing on your fears here and being an absolute terrible friend.
It's no fear. Making someone look beautiful shouldn't be a fear. It's what people pay a lot of money for.
Yeah, but I don't need it, so why'd you try to do it?
You do need a little bit of help, my friend. You're still single. So what I gifted your beautiful self was a face mask.
Yeah, but not just like, you know, it was one of those stupid ones, right? And this is what makes me angry, right? And when you left, I felt a bit bad. I'm like, actually, because it sat there, the one you bought me was sitting next to me at the couch while I watched the footy last night.
Rubbing in your face.
And I was like, oh, Herb's is actually quite nice. She actually was trying to do a nice thing. But I did throw it back in your face because I don't do it. So when it's one of those ones, Goulburn Valley, where
it's like a sheet.
It looks like, yeah, a white paper sheet with just all you can see is your eyes, a little nose hole and a mouth hole.
Yeah.
It's something out of a horror movie.
No, it's not.
Girls post these things on Instagram, and every time I see one on Instagram, unfollow.
Really?
You're an idiot. Like, you look like a freak. You look like something out of The Hills Have Eyes.
Just for a little bit. For on the packet, it said 15 to 20 minutes. Looked like, in your words, a freak. And then afterwards, holy mackers. Is that Jennifer Aniston? Is that Miranda Kerr?
Doesn't matter.
Yes, it is.
When you put that thing on your face, right, how many times did you see me looking at you?
Oh, you were taking photos. No. I felt I was being paparazzi. I
couldn't make eye contact. I thought you were about to pull out a chainsaw, rev it up and go slice my head off. I'm like, there's enough going on in the world at the moment. I don't even Herbie next to me in a stupid mask on my couch, let alone try to put one on my own face. I've got a beard. Can you imagine what I'd look like in that thing?
Yeah, it would make you look better. I was trying to do you a world of favour, and now you just threw it in my face.
I appreciate the gesture. It's very nice, but you can have your mask back.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
She is one of Australia's biggest musicians at the moment, G Flip.
Love this girl.
And I'm also very lucky to say she's one of my best friends, and she joins us now from isolation. Morning, G Flip.
Hello, friend.
Flippo, what are you doing in isolation? What did you do to yourself?
Well, I flew back from Japan on Sunday night, so I just missed the cutoff, and now I'm in 14 days of isolation.
Now, I've known you forever now. We're good mates from high school, and before you wrote your first big song about there you go.
This one, it's a great song.
About you. You were basically in self-isolation then. You locked yourself in a room for, I'd say, a year. You barely left. Do you feel like you're back there now?
I definitely do feel like I'm back there, and I'm not exactly mad about it. I'm kind of enjoying this little weird ISO period, just like being in my bedroom studio making stuff.
Flip, 1 year of isolation, obviously you did it. You created an amazing album from doing that. 14 days, that's got nothing on a year, so you must be like, bring it on, man.
Yeah, I know. I've just spent, like, the last 2 years always travelling and always having a flight booked and, like, being everywhere around the world. So, like, a nice 2 weeks at home, I'm chill with this. I'm cool.
You have been doing some covers, which people can see on your socials. You've still got over 7 days to kill some time. What are you planning on doing?
I've got a lot of work, actually. I'm keeping really busy and every day like clocking at least 15 hours of work, sitting on my bum, just working on tunes. But it's not even tunes for myself. I'm working on tunes for other people. So I'm in contact with people in the UK and the US, writing them songs and sending the files over online.
I'm actually a little bit worried about you because I know that you don't eat much. You're always too busy and you forget to eat, but you do love chocolate. What are you surviving on? Are people bringing you food?
Yeah, my sister yesterday brought me snacks and she came and knocked on the window and she bought a bag of snacks. So I got, I actually really wanted Twisties, but someone obviously bought every single bag of Twisties at the shop. So I settled for Cheezels and Maltesers and Kinder chocolate.
Hey, Flippo, if coronavirus gets bad and we end up having to be put in isolation, now you've hung out with Herbie a lot. You girls were over in Europe recently together on your tour. Would you rather be in isolation by yourself or be in isolation with Herbie? Because that's a question that I'm going to be faced with very soon. I'm a bit worried, to be honest, because you know what she's like.
Oh, 100% with her.
Yeah!
Is she that good, is she?
Oh, no, she's a ball of fun.
Yep. All right.
Entertaining.
Yeah, at first. But can you have too much of the old Herb, though? Does she get annoying after a few hours?
Yeah, but if she does, just, like, go to bed or something.
We literally used to hang out all the time, and things got weird. If Flip and I were in a room together now, back in the day we used to do, like, kangaroo dancing. Things got very obscure. So if we were together now, I'd hate to see what actually happens. But what I do want to see with you, Flip, is you to go live stream, because I know you nearly made it into Big Brother a couple of years ago. Do you reckon we're going to see this from you?
Oh, this would be great.
Yeah, I've toyed with that idea and put it out to my Instagram followers, but I'm actually working so much that it wouldn't even be that entertaining watching me. Like, I'm fully working majority of the hours of the day, and then I take a little break and do something silly on Instagram.
You'd be surprised, though. There's a few, weirdos out there that love just staring at someone do nothing. Trust me, we've done it before here on the show.
Oh, well, maybe I'll get stuck into it today.
Hey, on behalf of, the music industry and, obviously you're an artist yourself, has it had a big impact? What's the vibe around the industry at the moment? Are you speaking to fellow singers? Is everyone a bit worried and that sort of stuff? Obviously, you've made it work because you're writing songs now in isolation, but tours cancelled, that sort of stuff. It's got to hurt a little bit, doesn't it, Chief Flip?
Yeah, the whole music industry, it's definitely a scary time. Like, some of us, and I've talked to some of my mates, they might not play a show till like October or November, that's so far away, like, to think about that. And yeah, it's definitely a rough time, and not just for our industry as well, like comedy, like hospitality, like there's so many industries that are really feeling this, and it's something that none of us could have predicted happening. This is the most strange time, I think, for all of us, and I know that we'll look back when we're like parents one day and our kids will be like, Mom, were you part of the coronavirus? Like, what did you do? We're all, in a bit of a struggle at this time.
I know you'll get through it. You're a tough little cookie. I do have one challenge I want to set you personally, because we had a great time in London and we had one night where you came home quite late and you presented me with a cheeseburger at 4 a.m. So my challenge to you is to write a song about our adventures in London over this coronavirus time.
The cheeseburger song.
All right. Oh, I'll give it a crack.
Because Gemma, her girlfriend, features in a lot of music, but I'm yet to feature. So.
Oh, you don't like Herbie that much, do you, Cheeseburger?
No, I just haven't felt the creative juices and urges to write a song about you, Herb. But, I'm in ISO now.
Well, the cheeseburger song, no doubt, will be playing first right here on Hit 96.9. G Flip, we appreciate your time and have fun in isolation. We'll stick to your socials and keep across what you're doing.
Awesome. Thanks for chatting to me.
Always. Bye, girl.
See ya. Bye.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
World Day of Happiness.
How good's happiness? We all know we need a bit of that at the moment.
Exactly right. And I love this. So reading about the International Day of Happiness, it was actually created by the CEO, Jamie Lin, from the UN. He was part of the New World Order Project. So he created this day because he wanted to bring happiness to everyone. He says it's part of our life. It's fundamental to living. And we know in this day and age, especially in this current time with everything everyone's going through, we need to be happy. So the 2020 theme is happiness for all together.
I like that. When you say there's a new international day today, I'm like, who came up with this one? Like International Hot Dog Day. All right.
From so Barry down the road. Yeah, he loves hot dogs.
He's made that one up. But the fact that this one comes from
the UN.
Literally from the UN.
Huge.
Shows that the whole world right now should be celebrating.
Exactly. And I think it's something that we should really honour today, because as we said, there's so many negatives out there at the moment. People are fearful, which we want to try and put aside. We're lucky to be here. We're lucky to be living. So let's take a look at all the things that have happened this week that we are happy for.
Yeah, like yesterday when we had coffee, you popped a gum bubble that was on your gum. Mm. We spoke about that earlier in the show. You know what? Instead of saying it was a terrible thing, I celebrated the gum bubble popping with you, didn't I?
Yeah, very, very happy, aren't we? I'm happy that the weather's been so lovely this week. We've been blessed with the gorgeous weather across the Goulburn Valley.
Here's another thing I'm happy about. Doing the radio show with you, Herbs.
Yes.
This is just a happy place to be
happy
right now.
Happy to have a job. We may be in isolation together, but that is okay. I'm happy about it.
Here's something happy. I had a dream last night, right? You know when you have a good dream and you
it sets,
you know when you have a bad dream, right?
you wake up and you're just like, oh.
It's unhappy day when you wake up because it feels real.
But not today on World Happiness Day.
Well, actually, I had a best dream last night. I was on Survivor, but I came in as like an intruder, which is it's not really Survivor how it works, but I was an intruder. Came in on the last day, made it to the final two, won $500,000, and it was so realistic. I was back with my family, and I was telling my dad, he's like, all right, be smart with your money for once, Josiah. This is how you're going to spend it. I was like, yep, Dad, I'll do this. I'll finish. Like, it was so realistic. And so I woke up, and I was like, I think I've got $500,000. I was in the shower going, you don't, but let's be
but
happy anyway.
Still happy about it, because I know what it feels like to have the money in my dreams. So we thought today, instead of looking at all the negatives, let's throw it out to you, GV, on 13, 12, 16. Let's try get you guys to share the positives of your week, the highlights of your day. What great thing has happened to you this week that's made you happy?
Yeah, I feel like every conversation I've had over the last couple of weeks is, oh, how's coronavirus
it's
affecting
negative,
you?
Draining.
How's this? Yeah, it is. And it's this, it's that. All right, let's have a positive spin on it.
Let us know your positives. Let us know your highlights of the week.
Absolutely. Lindsay Marupna, what are you happy about, Lynn?
I'm glad all my family and friends are safe without that chronic whatever disease it is.
Yeah, yes. Let's get happy about that.
Think about others. How good is that? Have you been hanging out with your family and friends?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm just being worried, concerned just mainly about my closest family, especially our daughter, she's safe. That's the main thing.
Glad to hear, Lynn. Now let's go now to Holly and Merrigan. What are you happy about, Hol?
So I'm so happy because my oldest son, he has autism and he has a sensory delay and things like that, and he doesn't eat certain foods, and because of the coronavirus I can't get the foods that he loves, but I'm so happy because he ate chicken nuggets.
Yay! Yes,
I'm
Holly,
so happy.
What's your son's name?
His name's Hunter, so it's really hard to explain to people, but he doesn't eat pasta and he doesn't eat rice and he doesn't eat meat and things like that, so for me to get, yeah, I found like a pack of dinosaur nuggets and I'm like, look, can I have a try? And he tried it and he ate them.
Yes.
As a mother, that must be the biggest relief for you as well. Especially, how old is he?
Nearly four. His birthday soon.
Oh, well, Hunter sounds like a lovely, lovely boy, and we're so happy for you, and even more so for Hunter, because chicken nuggets, they're the best.
That's it. All I keep saying, come on, try a chicken nugget. And it's just so hard to explain to people, but he hates. It's like he's eating nails. Like, to him, it's like, oh, no, I can't. Oh, like, things scare him. But for us, it was like this big accomplishment because he ate something different.
Well, Holly, the fact you've called up to celebrate your own son, you know what? I'm happy that you're Mum of the Year. You're an absolute superstar.
Oh, thanks.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Coronavirus, it's obviously impacting all parts of our community. People may find themselves listening right now on the brink of homelessness.
And Beyond Housing, it's a brilliant local organisation.
Oh, yeah.
You've done a lot for them, Josiah. It helps provide housing to those in our community that are vulnerable. And Celia Adams is a good friend of the show and the CEO of Beyond Housing, and she joins us now.
Now, Celia, Shepparton, obviously we've got the record highest homeless population, regional Vic. Is that set to skyrocket over the next few months with what's going on in the world and right here on our doorsteps with jobs, etc.?
Look, I think there's definitely going to be an impact. If there's an impact on business, there's definitely then going to be an impact on the workforce. So we think that what's going to happen is that people that are traditionally not part of our client group may become part of our client group. If they're forced out of work, if small business has to close doors or reduce staff, retail, hospitality, the arts, then people may not be able to afford the roof over their head when for years previously they've been able to do that.
There has been a call around the country, actually, for a lot of people to stop evictions from happening over the next couple of months. Do you think that's something that we'd actually be able to get past?
I would like to see that, definitely. However, I think there are certain circumstances where landlords still have to act. And it may be things like those really kind of pointy end parts of the Residential Tenancies Act around dangerous behaviour or illegal purposes and things like that. I would hope that we could still, as landlords, take action if needed. But on some of those more punitive actions, like, you know, an end of fixed term tenancy or potentially a rental arrears that's been caused by someone who's lost a job, that perhaps we could hold off on that, or even have some kind of government subsidy available to cover the distance or the gap if someone loses their job and ends up on Newstart.
And we are sort of really only at the start of this crisis, the outbreak. Mm. Have you seen much of a change yet, or do you think the worst is to come?
We haven't seen a significant increase yet, but we do think it will come. So we're still open and operating relatively normally, both via phone and in person, although we've reduced some services a little bit. And we're going to endeavour to keep our service open, particularly to people in crisis, as long as humanly possible. But we're not going to be irrational about that. We'll follow the official advice. We're set up for remote work and we'll implement that if and when it's necessary so that we can keep providing a service.
How are you guys going to be equipped to handle that? Because working with you guys before, you guys are already full to the brim.
Yeah, and I think that's a real concern for us. There's not much that keeps me awake at night at the moment, but there is that possibility of, firstly, you know, taking care of our staff and our community, but what will we do if things get worse? And I think the thing to remember for us is that the homeless population, particularly rough sleepers, already have existing poor health, let alone coming into the cooler months. And if they get sick or need to self-isolate because of coronavirus, where do they go to do that? We don't have crisis options in this region other than caravan parks and motels. And if they're full, we don't have an option to provide someone. And that's terrifying. If you're already unwell and you're already homeless and then you have to self-isolate or recover from a terrible illness, we're not actually sure where people can go to do that.
If there is people out there who maybe are finding themselves in the position of the first time in their life that they are homeless or are struggling, what's the best way to contact you?
The best way is definitely to contact us either at our website, beyondhousing.org.au. We've got a Facebook page, but also our telephone number for Shepparton, 0358 331 1000. And people should call us, even if they're not sure if we can help or if they just want some information, they should definitely call. The other point I'd really like to make, and I know it's sort of being screamed from every politician and media outlet, is to please stop the panic buying and stockpiling.
Definitely.
It's terrifying. And if you think of the most vulnerable in our community who either don't have the income to stock up in bulk or who have to go shopping each week because they're homeless and have nowhere to store things, they turn up and they can't buy a roll of toilet paper. They can't buy basic necessities. People are telling us they buy enough for a couple of days and they have to go back, and when they do, there's nothing to buy.
Absolutely, Celia. Very, very wise words. We love what you do, and I can say firsthand, Beyond Housing, one of the greatest organisations going around. So best of luck over the next few months, and thank you for all you do for our community.
Thank you so much, and thank you once again for taking an interest and for raising the issue and caring about the vulnerable people in our community.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
It's time for Fortune Cookie Friday.
Fortune Cookie Friday. Gosh, I love this. This is where you guys are excited about the weekend and you've got big plans, big expectations, and you don't know if it's going to come true or not, and so we like to give you that little insight.
Mm.
We've got some fortune cookies that we spent lots of money on, so they are
I put it out there before.
Top shelf stuff.
Herbs, I don't believe in psychics. I don't believe you can have your future read. I reckon it's a load of crap. However, I do believe in cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, I'm going to go reach into this. Oh, it's the last one in this packet.
Yep.
Have you got a fresh packet there?
I got a fresh packet.
Oh, what? So you're making me get an old one. Well, now, I'm going to bite into this cookie, right?
Is this for mine or yours?
This is for you, right?
Okay, should I tell you what I want for my...
Yeah, before I eat it, tell us what you want.
For the weekend?
Yeah. What's going on? What's plans? Let's see what this fortune brings you.
Do you know what? I wouldn't mind a bit of money. I wouldn't mind coming into some money because of these tough times. Oh. And more so, I really am keen for some toilet paper because we are down to two rolls.
Oh, I got some.
Oh, can you never do that?
Actually, I got some.
Yeah.
Herbie hates it when people talk with food in their mouth.
You just shouldn't do it.
Well, do you want me to eat the cookie or not?
No, you can. I want the fortune. And then you eat the cookie
But
after.
You have to eat it. You break it, eat it, and then you read it. And just because you're annoying me, I'm going to read it with my mouth full.
Sorry to every single person listening to us, because no one wants to hear that.
So you want money and toilet paper. This is what your fortune
says. I really
want
the toilet paper more than money.
People who value their privileges above their principles will soon lose both.
You're going to be broke and have poo on my bum.
That couldn't be a more fitting fortune. We are taking your fortunes on 13, 12, 16. Got a bunch of cookies here in the studio, which will read out your fortune if you want it read. Meg's in Tatura. You want your fortune read out?
Yes, I do. I do.
What's planned for the weekend?
I mean, I'm hoping to maybe meet a special man since I'm stuck in isolation by myself.
Oh.
A bit hard to meet a dude in isolation, isn't it, though, Meg?
Yeah, that's why I need my fortune. I need to see if this is going to happen.
Yeah, because then you could bring someone over and then you just get the virus together. It doesn't matter if you're together.
Good point.
Yeah.
Imagine going on a first date, though, and then you get stuck with them for two weeks. That sucks. And you don't like them afterwards.
Oh. All right, well, let's see. Hear the snap? Yep, this is happening.
Ooh, here we go. Looks short.
You have a friendly heart and are well admired.
That's really promising.
I mean, it's sort of half a fortune.
I feel like...
Let's go again.
No. Read that one more time.
You have a friendly heart and are well admired.
It feels like they're trying to pay you a compliment because they're setting you up for failure there, Matt and Meg.
Or is it a bit of a friend zone? I'm unsure.
I think it is friend zone. Oh, look. It's not really your fortune this weekend.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Herbie, big stuff going around in the world at the moment.
It's all to do with coronavirus, and each day is different. You can't predict what's going to come tomorrow. But one thing we do know is that we're getting more into a world that is sort of locked down. We know here in Australia we're not actually locked down like other countries, but there's restrictions that are being placed into the community, so the social distancing. And with a lot of schools and university, there's plans getting put into place to help students in this time, because we know there's a little bit of a fear of if they're going to be able to get their education. And so a couple of universities have already got plans in place where they're live streaming their courses. So the lecturers are at the uni, they still have some students, but then they're streaming their class back home, which I think is going to happen across the country and with schools locally here.
Yeah, I spoke to my dad and mentioned this on the show yesterday, that they're already planning online classes for when this does happen, because dad's a school teacher, so that kids will be able to do it as well soon.
So if hopefully it happens here in the GV as
well. Yeah, it will. It's happening locally.
Yeah. Anyway, Macquarie University, that's in, obviously, Macquarie, and they've got that in place already. So they had a little lecturer going on, and the teacher, she was up the front just giving her class, and everyone back home was watching the class. You can just hear the audio, and you're going through a slideshow, really. And this is the audio from her class.
And then you're having to pick and choose based on similarity to facts and other such things. Let's go a bit more into oh, my God. Give me a minute. Give me a minute, guys. I just want to bleach my eyes and my brain.
What happened?
So it continues. This is only part of the audio. The audio continues. She doesn't specifically say what happened, but she alludes to what her eyes saw that makes her want to bleach them. So what she noticed is people sitting in front of her in the class. There was a couple, and there was a guy who had a hoodie over his lap, and the partner of the guy with the hoodie was very close to him and had her hand under the hoodie.
I don't get it.
On his lap.
I don't get it.
Playing a little bit of manual car stick.
What, was there a car in the lecture?
Let's put what do you hope to get every weekend?
I don't know. Drive. Are we talking about manual cars here? I'm really confused.
I know you're not. I know you're winking at me. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
What, in a lecturer at uni?
In a lecturer at uni, they were having a little bit of sexy time, a little fun time.
Time and place, guys. Like,
exactly. Especially when it's being aired back home. Like, you can stream it from back home. Why don't you just go home and do that there? Listen to the lecture instead of doing it in the lecture.
I'm guessing they're kids. Do you know what's worse about this? The uni that you just said, Macquarie Uni as well. What makes it worse is that's just been quarantined because there's one of the students there had coronavirus.
No doubt it was him.
Don't know if they had coronavirus.
And it spread by getting onto her.
They got coronavirus mixed up with an STD.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
How's this? Obviously, with coronavirus going around over in the UK, they're all telling that the over 70-year-olds, which does include my grandma, she's from Manchester,
yep.
Includes her sister, her brother as well. So they have to bunker down. If you're over that age, no getting out, no seeing anyone, whatever. There's three old ladies, though, that have gone viral overnight, and it's a feel-good cute story because they refuse to self-isolate alone because it can be bad for their, you know what I mean, their own
you
mental health.
You want to have some friends around you. You won't be able to be by yourself.
Nah, no chance.
Like, I'm worried if I'm the one that gets stuck with you, I'm worried for myself.
Well, I'm worried for you because you have no choice if that happens because it's either you or my roommate Morgan. Morgan's got no choice, but she's already said she's going to hide in a bedroom from me. So it's you or nothing. It's you or I go insane, yeah. Put it that way. These three ladies, though, they've got out the champers. They've done an interview. You need to hear how they sound and their plans for when they're together.
A week in our own homes in isolation, yes. 7 days, and then if we were still fit and well, we would decide which house we're going to go and live in because we've all got the same amount of rooms.
So cute.
They're so cute. And do you know what I love? That they're filming this. How do they know technology?
It's good. They should start their own TikTok account.
Oh, that would go viral.
So these ladies, all three of their partners have unfortunately passed away, not from coronavirus or anything like that. They're just widowed ladies. And so they're band together. They're going to self-isolate together. They can't get it because none of them have got it. And so while they're in quarantine, they've got it that much. They said the only thing they've panicked by is champagne. Oh, so the ladies.
I love these ladies.
You know what? These ladies.
The girls.
These ladies are you in 50 years.
Exactly. This is what I love. It's literally my girlfriends and I in 50 years. It is incredible to think that, yes, I go for sleepovers now, have my girl hang nights, you know, woo, some cheese platters, champagne, but that doesn't stop. Life doesn't have to stop.
Yeah, no, and like we said, self-isolating, this whole coronavirus has got many, many negative connotations to it, but I do like the positive spin that people are trying to take on it, like these three ladies. You know what? This is a bad situation. Let's get together. Let's have a few champers. Let's be positive. Let's start filming stuff for the internet.
Let's party.
Let's have a good time in isolation.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
There's a lot of people around the town who have been affected, and this is serious because every day you and I have been out in the public and we've spoken to someone, and every person we've spoken to has given us a new angle to look at how the coronavirus is affecting people.
Literally, it affects every single person. This is what I've really discovered in a different way, whether it's our mates in Tasmania that we spoke to before that are isolated from their girlfriends and his girlfriend's sick and so he can't get to her, whether it's a business down the road. It affects everyone in an individual way.
Small businesses, they're getting affected in a massive way. I know a lot of people around the country, not just here in the GV, have lost their jobs.
Yeah.
So they've been just put on hold basically at the moment. They don't get any income.
It's not local, but did you see Qantas? Obviously, they shed 20,000 staff yesterday. What they're doing, they're in talks with Woolworths about employing the ones that they can't employ at the moment. So they're going to try get them jobs at Woolies, which is a great idea for them.
It's a good initiative.
But there's so many more people.
And because there's no answers or there's no timeline, no one knows. Like, you get told this is happening for now, but when am I going to work again? No one actually knows. And so we really want to come together at the moment, GV, and support one another. We want to check on everyone to see how they're going. This is where it's important to ask everyone, are you okay? But not only that, this is where we can go into our own community. It's our front yard. It's our backyard. We can actually access it 24/7 and we can help those in need. So go help out your local cafes, go to the pub. And we know people are scared of coming into contact with others. That's understandable. But our local businesses, they've come up with ways to get around that.
Yeah, went for dinner last night with the roommate. I won't say where we went. Should be plugging them, but just for the sake of what they said to us, I won't say who they are. But at the end, they said, thank you so much because, you know, it means a lot that you came here because we need this. Like, we just want people. There's no coronavirus sitting on our tables at the moment. So till it's enforced by the government, please come. Please spend money here.
And it's not just actually going to the restaurants and everything because we know that they can't have more than 100 people. So this is what's affecting them as well. But a lot of businesses locally, we've been sent messages, have put it out there that they're changing now more to delivery or pickup. So you can come to the venue. I know I saw a post on Instagram, the brewery in Shep, they put a post up saying we're still doing Lots of orders. If you want it to be picked up, we will deliver it to your car.
Yeah, heaps of restaurants and cafes are doing this now, which is an awesome idea. It's like, all right, we're in a really bad situation, which is no one's real fault here that none of us can help avoid, but how can we be proactive about making the most of the, you know, not the opportunity, yes, but with the money to make more money at the time.
And to make it easier for you guys, we have got a meme up at our Facebook page, and all we've asked is you to tag a business that is staying open or offering home delivery during this hard time. So if you can post all your businesses up there, then we can spread the word and get the community informed of who is actually still open, who's ready for business, and where we can go and spend our money.
Yeah, especially now before something, if we do end up going into a complete lockdown and everything starts to happen, it does end up getting worse. Now is the time to get out there, spend big. So if you want to get involved, plug a business, hit Goulburn Valley Facebook is the place to go right now.
Emily has already posted saying, we had delivery from the deck last night. Amazing. Definitely worth a shout out. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Karen says Seller 47 are doing it as well. So guys, there's plenty out there across the Goulburn Valley. Get involved. Hit Goulburn Valley Facebook.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.